And they are really complex, and they can seem really far off, that the temptation may be to do this. Bury our heads in the sands and not think about it. Resist this, if you can. Don't do this at home. But it makes me wonder if the investment rules of today are fit for purpose tomorrow. We know that investors, when they look at a company and decide whether to invest, they look at financial data, metrics like sales growth, cash flow, market share, valuation, you know, the really sexy stuff. And these things are fundamental, of course, but they're not enough. Investors should also look at performance metrics in what we call ESG, environment, social, and governance. Environment includes energy consumption, water availability, waste, and pollution. Just making efficient uses of resources. Social includes human capital, things like employee engagement and innovation capacity, as well as supply chain management, and labor rights, and human rights. And governance relates to the oversight of companies by their boards and investors. See, I told you this is the really juicy stuff. But ESG is the measure of sustainability. And sustainable investing incorporates ESG factors with financial factors into the investment process.